sources. It's simply been for lack of sources, perhaps, that that people are making decisions or putting stock in an answer. I wonder if there's any one question that comes to mind when we talk about that is, does information overload play a role in this at all? Like, how do people make a decision when they're just presented with hundreds and hundreds of sources, and you know, cannot necessarily parse through to find the best solution? They just, you know, maybe they just give up in some cases.
And this brings us maybe a little bit back to the main challenges. So, some of the things that we see is, for example, youth often just superficial assess the quality and relevance of information, or they accept errors, or they inappropriately favor visual cues. And I'm sure many of those things have to do with just too much information and not knowing how to choose between what's out there.
So just to give a practical example or illustration of that, so one question is, what are the websites you would visit, right? And the kids are not so different from adults. When they use search engines, it's basically the top ranked search results that you would click on. It's interesting, of course, also to see that strategies emerge where kids say, okay, I only go to a relatively small number of sites if I do have to do homework because I don't want to get distracted too much. So that there are like really hands-on approaches to deal with this information overload situation. And especially in a recent round of focus group interviews, when asked more broadly, what is the biggest challenge you face or you see on the internet? The answer of several focus group participants was, it's distraction. And there is a funny episode that one student said, you know, and therefore, actually, it's not necessarily a bad thing that Facebook and some of the sites are blocked at school. Because then I can do my homework at school and I'm not that easily distracted. So, information overload is identified as a problem, as a challenge among youth. Interestingly enough, not so much the quality aspect we're interested in. But you're quite right in pointing out that there is a, as Sandra explained, a connection between the too much and the quality, because if you're facing just an endless sea of information, that may put pressure on on making selections quickly. You get frustrated, you get confused and feel overwhelmed, and this of course shapes your evaluation and judgment process too. So it's an interesting interaction there, and we don't fully understand it yet, so there is a certainly need for more research too.
And that's a good point. Also, adults don't fully understand it so as well as teachers. So when we look at what kind of recommendations are teachers giving their students, often we hear things like, just use EDU websites or
Avoid Wikipedia. Don't go
exactly
to Wikipedia.
.org and .net. So we see a big need in this info quality discussion and finding solutions or at least approaches how to deal with it.
Yeah, I wonder if adults are more naive in many cases than children who have grown up with this technology. Adults who, you know, might just shy away from it rather than dive into
Well, we haven't looked at adults. That's why it's the Youth
it.
and Media Project here at Berkman, but certainly it's a important aspect that then will also help us understand the parent situation better and the teachers as well.
Right. And the role they play, perhaps, in helping to train the next generation to identify the places where, you know, there the challenges and the struggles online.
Absolutely, and I think that's also a nice word to end on. It's a mutual learning process, and that's something that John Palfrey and I also put a lot of emphasis on in the book Born Digital that we mentioned at the beginning. That you know, we kids can learn a lot from us as parents and teachers, educators, but vice versa as well. We as adults are not as deeply immersed in the virtual space, in cyberspace, as our kids are. Our information seeking and evaluation strategies are largely based on this